Welcome to I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here, a weekly audio blog from Jigsaw PSPH. This week, Eating Nemo. Well, that was an emotional week. Going down 3-2 to Torquay has left Barnet teetering on the brink of dropping out of the Football League, and all on the day that I left local government after 34 years in environmental health. That means I'm talking to you for the first time as a free man. Thanks to all my colleagues who gave me a great send-off, and for the quote, "I'll miss your uniqueness." Chatting to people, though, a couple of things came clear. Local government is losing its senses. Well, two to be precise, common sense and a sense of humour. The first was brilliantly demonstrated by the fact that they recently issued managers with tablets. No, not that kind, those whizzy little laptop replacement thingies. After previous comments, I'm assuming that they included email signatures that read, "Sent from my 15-year-old IBM to save you money," to put the Taxpayers Alliance off the scent. Anyway, having finally entered the 21st century, one manager rightly asked, "Can I connect my email box and documents so I can access them at meetings in the building?" "No," said the IT technician, shaking his head. "You can't put that on the network. It'd infringe our security policy." So tablets all round then, and this time I definitely mean that kind, as something is needed to solve the headache created by banging my head on the desk.
And I found his old violin. His old violin. And this painting, all painted. So I took him to an expert, and he said to me, "What you got there?" He said, "You've got a Stradivarius and a Rembrandt." Unfortunately, Stradivarius was a terrible painter. And Rembrandt made rotten violins.
Sorry. Oh, now what's your reaction to that? In the words of Frankie Howard, was it a little titter or was it a real belly laugh? Well, if it was the latter, I've just prescribed some of the best medicine I could, being just a humble retired EHP. There have been many studies over the years agreeing that laughter really is the best medicine. Which brings me round to the second point about local government. To misquote Cliff Richard, "It's not funny how we don't laugh anymore." My leaving speech, I must admit, was full of funny tales, including that of Reggie and Alec Agnew. Not household names, I agree, but they've been there for the final 20 years of my career, silently stuck to the wall but used on many occasions. It all happened when I found an advert in a certain satirical magazine which read, "Reggie and Alec Agnew, purveyors of high-class donkey dung, delivered free to old-age pensioners by our stable lad." Not a belly laugh in itself, but it served a valuable service, as every time the going got tough, we looked up at the advert and someone would say, "Well, if we think things are bad, look on the bright side. We could be Reggie and Alec's stable lad." After my punchline, a colleague who had just returned to work after a rough time came up to me and said, "Thanks so much for making me laugh. I haven't done that for a while." On the other hand, I also heard about the officer who was subject to a formal complaint for making a funny remark and laughing at a committee meeting. "What do you do about that?" I asked the person's boss. "I told the person who complained to get a life," he said. Phew, there is still some hope. Fish and chips twice, please. "It's all right, I heard you the first time." Sorry, just too good an opportunity to miss. But it's become clear that after Gate, we now have Nemo Gate, because a recent study from the FSA showed that 1 in 7 fish purchased in takeaways or restaurants may not be what they say they are. In 27 cases, the fish described as cod was another species, such as haddock, whiting or pollock. No laughing at the back. Other types of fish were also incorrectly described, amongst other breaches of labelling rules, said the agency. While there was no health risk, it once again raises the issue, do we really know what we're eating? And are we paying for what we think we are? I can remember as a student being told about the unscrupulous dealers who were passing off monkfish, cheap at the time, as scampi, expensive at the time. Now the tables have turned and it could happen the other way round. There are more questions then for the food industry to answer, particularly the first inquiring 10-year-old to ask, "If they don't know what it is, how do I know I'm not eating Nemo?" Now there's a title for a film. Egg Certificate, of course. As I was clearing my desk this week, I found something I hadn't seen in a while. Wood. Yes, I admit, I wasn't the tidiest worker, always believing in my own adage, untidy desk, creative mind. Well, after reading a recent article from the Wellcome Trust, I can happily say it wasn't my fault. It was entropy, or the second law of thermodynamics. It states that in a nutshell, we are living in a perpetual downward spiral in which things just get worse. The universe and everything in it is gradually crumbling into a state of ever-increasing disorder. Cheery outlook on life, if ever I heard one, but it explains why the pothole at the end of my road is now starting to show signs of wear after yet another patch-up job. Entropy trying to force it back to the gravel road it originally was. So if you have a desk that resembles a scene from Steptoe and Son and an in-tray that has started to erupt, remember, it's not your fault. You can't fight the second law of thermodynamics. Clear evidence appeared this week that the smoking ban has had a measurable effect on emergency admissions for asthma. A study conducted by the University of Bath discovered that the smoking ban in public places has been linked to 1,900 fewer emergency hospital admissions for asthma patients every year. That equates to a 5% drop, which is below that found in some other countries, but that may be disguised by the fact that many workplaces had adopted smoke-free policies before legislation came into force. While it's positive, there's still a lot of work to be done, with another 207,000 young people starting smoking every year in the UK and 100,000 people dying earlier than they should because of smoking-related illness. Well, that's it for this week. I'm off to prepare for my final visit to Underhill as Barnet leave their home of 106 years with a vital game with Wickham. And I can't promise there won't be a few tears. See you next week. I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here was written, presented and produced for Jigsaw PSPH by Pete Hill. The comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. To follow us on the web, just put Jigsaw PSPH in any search engine. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any reproduction for financial gain without permission is strictly prohibited.